The World This Week. Politics.
Despite a blizzard of diplomatic activity, America and Europe came no closer to ending Russia's military threat to Ukraine. After talks in Moscow, Emmanuel Macron said Vladimir Putin had promised not to escalate the situation, but Russia denied that. In Washington, Joe Biden said a Russian invasion would prompt the cancellation of its Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline to Germany. Olaf Scholz, Germany's new chancellor, was woolier. France, Germany, Russia and Ukraine were planning to meet in Berlin to discuss the Minsk Accords on Ukraine's breakaway region of Donbass, but that deal is unpopular with Ukrainians. Poland's finance minister resigned after a new tax package intended to benefit low earners instead cost some of them money. Poland's share of the EU's COVID-19 recovery package is being held up over concerns about the rule of law. Jim Watson, the mayor of Canada's capital Ottawa, declared a state of emergency after protests against a nationwide vaccine mandate for lorry drivers turned violent. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, and his family moved to a secret location. Protesters also blocked several big border crossings with America. In Argentina, thousands of people protested against the provisional agreement the government has struck with the IMF. The tentative deal appears to have split the ruling Peronist coalition. Women were allowed back into universities in Afghanistan for the first time since the Taliban took over the country in August. The group had long opposed education for women and girls, but has recently claimed to have changed its mind as long as classes are segregated. Many girls, however, remain barred from school. A row over the right of women in the southern Indian state of Karnataka to wear the hijab to school sparked protests. The police responded with tear gas, and the government declared that educational institutions in the state would be shut for 3 days. The protests spread to Kolkata, a big city in the east of India. Officials from Iran, America and other world powers met in Vienna for a fresh round of negotiations to revive the nuclear deal they signed in 2015. Iran and America, which pulled out of the deal in 2018, are said to be moving closer to an agreement, but big differences remain. Israel investigated reports that the police used spyware called Pegasus to hack the phones of local activists, officials and businessmen. NSO Group, the Israeli firm that created Pegasus, has already been admonished for selling its software to authoritarian governments around the world.